Good afternoon. A break in the precipitation across interior New York and New England for the time being. However, a cool front approaching from the west will touch off another round of rain, some of it in heavier bursts and maybe even a rumble of thunder as that front marches through the middle and latter stages of the afternoon. A southerly wind out ahead of the front will allow temperatures to reach up into the middle 40s for afternoon highs before the front passes through. Then temperatures will start to slide later on toward evening. We'll also have the winds shift around to the west-southwest behind the front, and this will introduce a drying trend through the evening and overnight period. With skies clearing out toward tomorrow morning, temperatures will drop back into the 20s for overnight lows. As we get into the day tomorrow, really not that bad and unseasonably mild again, with temperatures in the mid-40s under a mixture of sunshine and clouds with high pressure in control. That same high will dominate the weather into the day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the lower 40s. We'll track another disturbance through the region, a weak one, but it'll quickly move through late Sunday night into Monday morning with a period of snow showers dusting the ground perhaps. More importantly, the temperatures behind this system will be sharply colder, and highs on Monday will only be in the upper 20s. Additional weak disturbances will reinforce the cold air as we head through the rest of the week next week. With shots of snow showers, temperatures will be in the middle 20s on Tuesday, perhaps a steadier light snow on Wednesday with highs in the middle 20s, then snow showers and a gusty northwest wind on Thursday with high temperatures barely even reaching 20 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Mid-Atlantic, the Carolinas, and the southeastern states. A strong, low-level jet stream of 50 knots will contribute to a steady moisture influx near or just above the surface in areas east of the Appalachians during the day. Moisture-laden air may reach as far north as southeastern Virginia in the Tidewater vicinity by late morning or early afternoon. Damaging winds will be the primary concern with the overall slight risk area, but a few instances of marginally severe hail and/or some tornado risk could also exist, especially across parts of the Carolinas into southeastern Virginia and the Tidewater vicinity. And blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings will be allowed to expire if they haven't already across Iowa, Minnesota, and northwestern Wisconsin. While the snow is winding down, the winds at times will gust up to 50 miles per hour in some areas, causing considerable blowing and drifting of the snow with low visibility through most of the Midwest. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Harlingen, Texas, to a low of 13 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 50s, Boston showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the middle to upper 40s, and in Buffalo, rain and snow showers, then some sun late in the day, windy with temperatures continuing to fall through the 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 65, set in 1981, and the record low, 9 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:35 p.m., 10 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with areas of fog and scattered showers, a steadier and perhaps briefly heavy burst of rain this afternoon, with high temperatures in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and damp with areas of fog through the afternoon with a round of showers, perhaps a couple of heavier bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder, with temperatures in the middle to upper 40s. Cloudy with rain showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and damp this afternoon with areas of fog, also a round of showers, a couple of heavier bursts of rain with a rumble of thunder not out of the question, high temperatures in the lower to mid-40s. Any rain showers this evening ending, drying out and clearing out overnight tonight with lows back into the middle and upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and damp through the afternoon with another round of rain moving in, some bursts of heavier rain along with a rumble of thunder possible, temperatures in the middle 40s. Any rain showers this evening drying up, clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and damp with areas of fog and another round of rain showers, perhaps heavier bursts along with a rumble of thunder not out of the question this afternoon, with temperatures reaching the middle to upper 40s. Showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, turning breezy with temperatures back into the middle and upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, but still relatively mild in the mid-40s. A little bit cooler Sunday, still partly sunny skies and breezy, lower 40s. Snow showers Monday morning, then partly sunny, windy, and turning colder, upper 20s. Chance of light snow showers Tuesday in the mid-20s. Another chance of light snow on Wednesday in the mid-20s. And windy and very cold Thursday with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.